Hello and welcome to the 48th episode of the Pop Papa Napcast. I'm your host, TJ Deitch. I also run the website poppapa.com. That's poppapa.com, where you can find my photo diaries, this podcast, and show notes to go along with every episode that include links and maybe some pictures of what I'm referring to if it's not coming through thanks to my words. I hope everybody's doing all right. I'm actually pretty tired because I went down to the city on Sunday, which was yesterday for me now as I record this, and I did a lot of walking, and a lot of the sidewalks in New York City are not ice-free. I made the mistake of going down to Grand Central instead of Penn Station, and the problem with that is that the convention center that I went to, the Javits Center, which also holds New York Comic Con, is far closer to Penn Station than it is Grand Central. And I figured I'd walk so I could save some money on cab fare and all that kind of stuff. So I walked there. I had to rush because I didn't realize how long it was going to take. And I didn't necessarily go the wrong way, but I didn't go the exact right way that I should have gone. And then I got there. I did my first few meetings. And then I had a little bit of stretch where I got some lunch. Had another stretch of meetings. And I did a lot of walking. The only time I took a cab was back from this one offsite meeting I had. Oh, I should mention, I didn't even say this. I went down for Toy Fair. As I've said on a couple episodes already, Toy Fair is a big industry event that is for buyers and sellers of toys of all kinds and people that cover them in the press, like myself. I used to work at Toy Fair, F-A-R-E. The event is Fair, F-A-I-R. And that's where I started covering this, and that was about 8 or 9 years ago. I haven't gone every single year since, because after I got initially laid off, I don't remember if I was covering it for anybody. So I think there's a couple years that I missed, but for the most part, I've been there just about every year for the past 8 or 9 years, which sounds crazy when I say it out loud. But yeah, it's a neat event. Like I said, it's in the same place the New York Comic Con is, and the difference is huge. I mean, you can move around. People are really generally nice. Sure, you're running into some people who bring their luggage, because a lot of people just fly in from wherever they're from, hit all their appointments if they're buyers or press, it's usually buyers, and then go right back out on their next flight. Or sometimes they come, fly in, hit the hotel, and then bring their bag with them. But it's a neat event, and it was really great to see a lot of the people that I used to work with at Toy Fair, because two of my former editors work at different toy companies, and so I got to see both of them. And then I got to see a lot of the people that I have, you know, grown to work with quite a bit in this industry. So it was really neat, and I had a good time. But I will say, my feet really hurt. I have these arch inserts that I put in my shoe, and I think that was actually a mistake this time around, because I feel like my foot got weirdly smashed into them, and like the back of my heel hurts, and I was feeling it, and I've actually got an indent, and it's kind of swollen, and I think it might have been where my foot was. So that's been kind of a weird thing to deal with today. I mean, I figure that being at Disney World and walking all that distance over a week would have kind of conditioned me a little bit, but this was a much different kind of walking, and I was definitely pushing it harder than I was at Disney World. My shins hurt a little bit, all this stuff. So I'm kind of a mess, which is not saying a whole lot about me or my physical state, considering I'm only 31, and I went outside, like, the house one day this whole week, and that's how I feel now. But for the most part, you know, everything went well. Today I'm really trying to get all my reports in. For CBR, I basically break everything down into four categories that are the base of whatever the toy or statue is made from. So TV, comics, movies, and games, which includes video games or, you know, role-playing games, all that kind of stuff. And so I've got the comics one done, I've got the TV one mostly done, and then movies and games are the bigger ones. I think I'm going to get movies finished today, hopefully, and turn it in, and then I'll finish up games tomorrow. And of course, there's all kinds of other stuff going on, so I'm trying to get it all in, and Lucy was up until 3:30. That's when she went down for her nap, so it's going to be kind of a busy couple of days, but not too big of a deal. I should also mention that Em's parents came in this weekend, which was nice. They were here yesterday while I was gone, and they were actually here this morning on Monday and took Lucy out for breakfast, and they were going to go on a couple errands with her, but Lucy was kind of wanting to stick around here. They came here to, like, switch her diaper, and they were going to go back out, but she was like, no, I want to stay here. And then as soon as they were about to leave, she was like, no, I want to go to Target. So she tried to trick them, and it didn't work because they had to go. But she gets an A for effort. In What's New with Lou, we've been dealing with a few things here. I think I mentioned when I did my post-Disney wrap-up episode that my parents got her a Sleeping Beauty dress from the Disney store. It's, you know, a big poofy, frilly thing. And she wants to wear it all the time. Now, for one thing, it's not that warm, and it's still pretty cold here. We got a ton of snow last week, which involved shoveling and blahness. But my car started, so it's actually not that bad. Anyway, it's not warm, and she's not the cleanest eater in the world, so it's like she wants to put the thing on as soon as we wake up. So you wake up, you change your diaper, and she immediately was like, want to put Aurora dress on, want to put Sleeping Beauty dress on, and Sleeping Beauty crown, and star shoes, and my wand. And it's like, oh, no, we're not going to do that. And then it's immediate top of her lungs scream fest. And that happens pretty much any time you tell her she can't put the dress on. Now, for a while, I was just being a little bit stubborn, not wanting to put it on her. But it actually comes on and off pretty easy. The other thing is that you can't really clean it. You can spot clean it, it says. But that's about it, which kind of stinks as far as the prospects of a toddler garment, if you ask me. So I've been trying to limit her time in it so she can stay warm and so she can keep it clean and so that she hopefully doesn't have any accidents with her diaper in them. That's been a little tricky, back and forth negotiating all that. At first I was like, you don't need to wear this dress all day. And then I was like, you know, whatever. If you want to wear it and you're not eating anything, that's fine. And some days she screams and then sometimes you're like, okay, well, if you want to eat a pickle, you got to take your dress off. And she'll be like, okay. And other days, she'll just holler at you like a banshee, and this kid can scream pretty loud. In other post-Disney developments, I mentioned how my mom gave her a bath in the bathtub in our room at Disney World, and she actually really liked it. She actually wanted to take a bath every single day last week, and I think so far every day this week. And that's not too bad, but it's another one of these things where, like, she wants to do it, and she wants to do it right now. And she just starts screaming, and it's like, no, I can't do it right now because... You know, it's the kind of thing you've got to fill the tub up and you've got to sit there with her because, I mean, she's a toddler and she's in a bathtub, so you need to watch her. It's a thing like if I'm in kind of a lull or if I have something, you know, I can just do on the computer while I sit next to her, I'll do that. But it's so funny. If you would have asked us like 2 weeks ago, how would you feel if Lucy wanted to take baths all the time? I'd be like, oh my gosh, that'd be fantastic because she used to like baths and then she hated them and then she kind of liked them again and then she hated them and she used to love showers and now she hates those. So any way that I could get her to be clean would be great because you'd think I was trying to like hose her down like a protester in the 60s the way she reacted when I just put her in the shower and washed her hair real quick. She still doesn't really like the hair washing part, but she likes the bar of soap and she calls it like slippy soap. So she'll kind of play with that. And she's still got a million bath toys that we left in there because we didn't really have anywhere else to put it. So that one's been interesting. The other thing that she's been doing lately, and this one's just kind of weird. I'm not sure what to make of it. But she'll just sit on the potty but not do anything. Not go to the, you know, one or two. And she'll just sit there holding like Em's Kindle watching Monsters University for the umpteenth time. And it's like, kiddo, if you just want to, like, sit and watch something, you can do that in the living room. You don't have to sit on the potty. And she's like, no, no, that's fine. And it's, again, this is another one of those things that I was like, why are you doing this? And then I was trying to kind of, like, figure out why I was getting upset by it. It does make me a little bit nervous because, unlike the bathtub, I don't have to sit there while she's on the potty the whole time. But it does make me a little nervous because it's one of these potty seats that actually has, like, a little ladder built into it. So it's just a two-step ladder. But I don't know, you know, there's a bathtub right there and the floor is hard and she gets kind of goofy where she just stand up and move around. But the thing that I think legitimately bothers me is that she'll sit there for an hour, not go to the bathroom, and then put her diaper on to go to the bathroom. It's like, kiddo, come on. You're so close. You're in the place where you need to do the thing and then you're just doing the thing a few feet away. So that's been a little frustrating. Again, just like the bath, it's like, if you'd ask me, hey, would it be a good thing for you if Lucy started sitting on the potty more often? I'd be like, yeah. But in reality, it's a little bit of a worrisome thing. And then I also don't want her to kind of get like a weird pattern where she doesn't want to go to the bathroom in the bathroom. I mean, it's great that she's comfortable in there, but she still seems to have some kind of, you know, retention fear that she doesn't want to let go of her stuff in the potty, which I'm not really sure what that's about or, you know, why she feels that way, but I hope it's something that kind of wears down pretty quickly, because as I've said a million times, I'm getting pretty sick of diapers, and I really don't want to have to do too many months of double diaper duty, because that would be ridiculous. But, you know, aside from that, she's doing fine. She's in kind of her regular routine again. She was bummed to see her grandparents leave today, but she took it pretty well, and she was just kind of hanging out, watching different things on Netflix while I did work, and for the most part, she wasn't too demanding, which is good, especially because I am so swamped right now. But aside from that, things are going pretty well. My wife has started thinking more about what we need to prepare for as far as when little baby is born. Like I've said before, it feels like we've just done a lot less prep work for this second kid because we've got pretty much everything established. I mean, we've got the bedroom. I had to completely convert that from a guest room to a, you know, nursery or whatever you want to call it for Lucy when she was born. And now, you know, we don't have to do that because it's all there. And the kid's probably going to sleep in a little, like, sleeper bed right next to us when he's born. So there's not as much stuff to do. We're not taking the birth classes. We are obviously still going to the midwives. I think my wife said after this appointment that we have this week, it's going to start going to every other week, which is kind of neat. They just like to keep an eye on everything that's going on and make sure M's fine and little baby's fine. So that should kick off pretty soon. But my wife did have a couple really good ideas for kind of organizing Lucy's room a little bit better and moving some furniture around. We've basically got a crib, a shelf that is used for her toys, and then some books on top of that in a very chaotic fashion. And then we had a chair in one corner that was kind of a leftover from some point in our furniture gathering. 'Cause M's parents actually gave us like a ton of furniture when we bought this place, which is great because we didn't have any furniture. The couch I'm on right now, the two chairs in here. The rocking chair came from my parents, but everything else was pretty much from them except for our bed. And then they gave us dress. I mean, we actually went to New Hampshire, got a U-Haul, brought it back, and it was completely full of furniture. The only things that we bought really are bookshelves and maybe a few other little pieces here and there, but they really helped us out with that. And in Lucy's room, like I said, we've got the bed, we've got the shelf, there is a changing table with a couple drawers and a cabinet, and then an armoire for all of Lucy's clothes. And we had them take the chair back with them today. We've got a couple ideas on how to reorganize the books. We're going to get an actual bookshelf and get her set up there. Instead of things are just literally in a pile all over the place on this one shelf. And then we're going to move a few things around and hopefully make it a little bit more organized and easy to use. We've also got to organize some of her stuffed animals, and there might be a few more annoying toys that find their way to Goodwill or what have you, because we're not big fans of them. But, you know, it feels good to kind of have an idea. I got to admit, when Toy Fair was coming up, you know, last weekend, I was getting a little flustered because, you know, I know we wanted, because we'd been talking about, you know, moving some stuff around in there, and I was liking that idea. I kind of like having a project like that, so if I come to a slow spot with work, I can go do that and then come back. Like when Em was pregnant with Lucy, I would just get like restless and just go do stuff. I moved furniture around, I built things that needed building, and it was kind of nice because, you know, there's a lot on your mind when you're going to be a dad for the first time, and it gave me something to do. And that also felt like I was, you know, helping and contributing. So I think we're going to get some shelves from IKEA or maybe Target. We don't want to put a lot of money into them because we might be moving and who knows what we're going to need at that point. But it does feel good to have a plan. But like I was saying, I'm starting to feel a little bit pressure. I mean, the baby's due at the end of May, and it's like the middle of February. So that's not that many weeks, which is kind of crazy. And we still have like all of our Christmas decorations in the house. They're not out, I can at least say that. But they're in the bins, and I've got to take them over to our storage unit. But there's so many. And I've got to reorganize the storage unit because all these vac bags that we had like burst. And so there's like yarn and sheets and stuff all over the small area that I have to walk through. So all that's kind of a pain. That's kind of a bigger project than, you know, I've had time for, especially going to Disney and then having Toy Fair and different visits and stuff. So I'm hoping maybe this weekend I can have some time to clear some of that stuff out. We might actually put another shelf of some kind in our living room, because we still could use some space for Lucy's toys and whatnot, and just stuff that we have. But we'll see. I mean, it's It's okay. We're in a good spot. We haven't seen any more houses that we really like. We saw a couple online that are kind of interesting, but nothing we really wanted to jump at and get inside. But it's not a great time to look for houses. People tend not to buy in the winter. And so I'm hoping that, you know, when spring comes around and starts warming everything up, we will have a few more options, a few more things to look at. Of course, you're also going to be dealing with more people looking, I would imagine, at that point, too. So we'll kind of see how it goes. But I am really hopeful that we can get into a house this summer, spring, or what have you. Speaking of getting into a house, Em got me a little thing of roses for Valentine's Day. And they can be planted in a yard. So she was like, hopefully we can plant these this summer, which I thought was really cool. I've always said, I mean, it's not the quote-unquote manliest thing in the world, but I like getting flowers too, you know? It tells someone you care. On the other hand, I was very bad with Valentine's Day, and since I was shut in with the snow and all that, I did not get anything. But we kind of have an agreement that Valentine's Day isn't such a big deal with us, because her birthday is January 6th, mine's February 6th, and there's just so much going on that we don't really do too much for it. We did go out to dinner, which was nice. When Em's parents were here in town over the weekend, they took Lucy out, and they had dinner on Saturday, and then Em and I went out. We went to a restaurant that we haven't been to in a long time called Cosmos and had really nice food. They did put us in a, like, downstairs area we didn't even know existed, but it didn't bother me too much. And also, we're pretty sure that the people that were kind of, like, kitty-corner to us dined and ditched, which is totally lame because, I mean, you're grown-ups. They weren't even kids. They were definitely adults, like, our age, maybe even older, and I kind of looked over because the guy got up to go to the bathroom and then, like, he wasn't even all the way out of the room yet, and the woman got up and started walking out. I was like, and she had her coat, they both had their coats on, and I was like, what is going on? And then the waiter came in, and he was looking kind of, like, looking around, and we were pretty much done at that point, so when we went upstairs, I saw that same waiter kind of looking around out in the parking lot and just different places to see if they could find him. So we're pretty sure that they left unless they both went to the bathroom, which doesn't seem likely, but then again, it would also seem unlikely that actual adults would do something so, like, childish and stupid. Because, you know, you're stealing food. You can say it's from a big restaurant or whatever, but you're still stealing food, and you're wasting that guy's time and not paying him. Because the waiter, you know, would get a tip that you're not giving him now because you are a cheapskate. So that was lame. Em and I had never seen anything like that in person before, but it was an experience. After that, we just came home and all hung out. We've been watching a lot of Olympics. I do like the Winter Olympics. There was that crazy U.S.-Russia hockey game on Saturday, and we were watching it like crazy. It got into that shootout at the end, and it was like going back and forth, and, you know, they were matching score for score and all this stuff. And then there was that, oh, before that, there was that goal from Russia that didn't count and all this stuff. And then, you know, I don't really like hockey that much. I think it's kind of boring. But I think when you're watching two really good teams, or at least really evenly matched teams play, that it's fun. Sometimes you just get bad luck and turn on a game and you're watching, like, one team dominate the other, and it's just not very interesting. But I would imagine the Olympics, at least that game, or, you know, teams on that level are going to be all pretty interesting to watch. So hopefully we'll catch a little bit more of that. I've seen a lot of skiing. I do like it. Like I said before, I don't like the judging thing so much because, and I realized why, you're like being judged against this kind of like platonic ideal of what that move is, but there's no scientific way to measure that. So, like, let's say triple Lutz. I think that's a thing in skiing, in skating. Presumably there's a perfect triple Lutz. Now, whatever that is, you could probably do it in some kind of like motion capture computer program, and then you could compare every other person that tries to do a triple Lutz against that one and have different areas, rubrics on how it compares, where it fails compared to the other one, and all this stuff. But that doesn't really happen. It's people judging other people. There's bias involved and all this stuff. So it's the judging things bum me out because, you know, they're looking for some kind of perfection, but the perfection isn't really measured by anything other than opinion. And that's too bad. Hopefully in the future we will have robots judging all of our Olympics and they will know exactly what to do. Earlier in the episode I mentioned having all the snow that we did. I think Thursday and Friday Em stayed home because of the weather. The one day, Thursday, they closed the office because we got like 8 inches or so. And then it stopped around 4, and so I went out and I shoveled. I wasn't sure if they were going to actually like plow out the spots because it was getting kind of late. But I made it so I could get both cars out if they were or if we needed to go anywhere. And then Friday, I woke up, and it wasn't snowing on Thursday night when I went to bed. But when I woke up, it was definitely snowing again, and it looked like I had done absolutely nothing as far as digging out was concerned, which was kind of a bummer. But I will say that the plow guys were actually pretty helpful this time. I did Em's car first because I wasn't sure if she would have to drive into work. She wound up working from home because it just made more sense because it was like already 11, and I was like, you know, you got to do a little bit of math on this one. If you've got 4 or whatever hours of work today, you might as well just sit and do it here if you can, because you're going to lose an hour going into work. You can't work while you're driving. And so she wound up staying home. Plus, they actually didn't shovel our walkways outside of our condo complex, you know, that go from our door to the parking lot, until like 1 or 2, which was kind of crazy. Enough people had kind of like walked through to knock down the middle a little bit. But at the very end of that, you had these giant drifts, because when they do plow, they plow straight ahead into a space and then leave the snow, you know, at the curb or whatever. But part of that is where the steps lead down to get into the parking lot. And it was a little bit impassable, which was too bad, because obviously some people had to go to work. And, you know, since Em's pregnant, if you fall at this point, you're supposed to go to the hospital and get everything checked out. It just wasn't worth it to risk anything. So she stayed put, did some work. I went out, finished getting the cars out. It still took a little bit longer than I hoped, but, you know, like I said, my car started, everything worked fine, and I got them moved, I got them back in eventually. Still, it was one of those things where, like, Friday I wound up getting really busy, kind of, not out of nowhere, but, you know, the beginning of the week was pretty slow, and then the rest of the week kind of got busier and busier and busier. Things just kind of piled up, and I had a bunch of stuff to do. So it was a little bit annoying that I had to like break from my work to go do these things. And I do feel a little bit bad, because sometimes the neighbors will like get together and help dig out other people's cars or whatever. And a lot of them actually only have one car. We've got 2, so I've got to do more work. But I always still feel kind of bad because I'm like not helping out doing more than, you know, I absolutely have to. But I also had to come back in and do work. So I kind of like would run out a couple times, move things around or shovel, and then come back in, try and do some more work, go back. There's this whole kind of back and forth thing that, you know, we won't have to deal with as much when we have our own place. And I just need to shovel whatever we have, or possibly snowblow. I don't know. I have no idea how much those things are. But it is warming up today. We've got some pretty gnarly icicles hanging off of our roof, but everything's really dripping and melty, which is good because I hear we're getting more snow again. I'm really just sick of this winter at this point. I don't want to shovel any more snow, especially if my feet still hurt like they do now. Putting on boots and going out in the cold again does not sound like a enjoyable thing to do. So hopefully that won't happen, but I don't know. We shall see. Oh, I completely forgot because I recorded it a couple days ago, but hopefully this episode will have the first version of the Pop Pop a Napcast theme song at the very beginning, and maybe at the end. I'm not quite sure how it'll work out. That's a song that I've had in my head for a really long time. I don't know that many chords on the guitar, but I like to mess around with the ones I have, and that was just kind of a like 60s-ish, 50s-ish little thing that kind of popped into my head that I've been playing pretty much at that tempo and speed for a couple years now. It's the kind of thing where, like, if I'm just sitting with my guitar, I kind of get into it and have a little fun. But I don't have any words for it or anything, and I just recorded the guitar, not any bass at this point. So we'll kind of see how that progresses and moves along. And if you have any song title suggestions, let me know. But just a fun little thing that I put together. And I've been wanting to do a theme song at the top of the show since I started, but I just wasn't sure what to put there or what kind of song, or, you know, should it be faster or slower? And I think this is a good tempo. It's kind of poppy and upbeat and will hopefully be a good addition to the show moving forward. I'm going to keep this one a little short because, like I said, I've got to get back to work and things are coming at me fast and furious at this point. You can head on over to poppapa.com. That's poppapa.com to check out the show notes for the show. I'm not sure if there were too many things that I talked about, but you can at least check some links back to my work, which I all have at the bottom of every show notes entry. I'm hoping to get back into my photo diaries and get caught up on those. I actually did a pretty good job of posting over on Monkeying Around the Kitchen last week. I don't know if I'll be able to repeat that this week, but I'm enjoying that process again and hope to do so. That's Monkeying Around the Kitchen, all one word, .com. And I also write about movies and TV and toys and other things over on my personal blog, which is United Monkey. That's United Monkey, MONKEE.com. And of course, I am always on Twitter at Papadich. That's POPPADIETSCH. All right, gang, have a good week.